Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Excited to be joined by Luke Falk, Titans sixth round pick, joining us now on the Midday 180, Titans rookie quarterback. Luke, thank you for the time this afternoon. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, where is your Tom Brady fandom?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't call it fandom. I think I admire what he does, but it'd be pretty high. You know, I try to take whatever I can and model my game after whatever he's doing. So he's a pretty good idol, I think.
You ever cross paths?
I haven't yet. Nope. Hopefully one day. I think we play him if I looked at the schedule right. So
what's the approach there in a pregame encounter?
I think it'd be post. I think pregame I'd be pretty focused on helping the team, and then postgame just go up to him and say what's up.
So is it cool to you that you were drafted in the spot that is now known as the Tom Brady pick at 199 in the sixth?
I'm just happy to get drafted. I mean, for a while there, it was looking pretty shaky, but I'm grateful to the Titans for picking me up and giving me a shot, but I'm just happy to be with a great organization.
Where were you expecting to go, and why do you think you lasted longer than that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were expecting to go off in the second and kind of the fourth at the latest, and I'm not really sure right now. I think that everything happens for a reason. I walked on at Wazoo. Maybe it's going to be like another walk-on path for me, but I'm just excited that I got an opportunity and, that the coaches and the organization, took a shot on me, and, I'm going to prove them right.
We've heard stories of guys who expect to go higher than where they're drafted. Everybody expects to go a little bit higher, I would presume, but is there a point where you just stop watching the draft because you're so frustrated about it?
You know, there were times where I'd go outside and just try to walk around and get my mind off it. I was actually going to go throw up my old high school, but I was still optimistic that I was going to get the call, and I just stuck around, and then finally I got a phone call from Tennessee area code and saw that they were next on the board and was just super happy.
You were hoping that it was not your sister's calling, right, from the 615?
Yeah, they changed their number up. That would have been torture for me.
I'm forcing you to pick one of them. If the band broke up and they went out on their own, would you rather hear Natalie or Alexa perform?
I'm going to go with my fiance. I'd rather watch her do what she does.
Okay, give us a plug for her. What is she up to?
She is not in the country music scene. I mean, she loves country music and all that, but she's actually just doing her own personal training stuff now. So she just got paired up with this thing called Beachbody. So she's pretty fired up about it. She's hoping maybe one of the country singers signs up.
How much did you play with a broken wrist during your senior year?
I played 11 games with it.
How did it affect your game, and what did the doctor say about how close it was to maybe preventing you from playing in any of those or several of them?
Yeah, I mean, you just had to change up what you do. I mean, snap or catch the ball, you had to find different ways to do that, hand it off. I try to hand off with one hand. So you just had to change up a few things. When you took some hits, you had to fall on your shoulder rather than brace yourself with your hand. At the end of the season, the doctors just said that my bone had shifted pretty drastically and I needed to get surgery. And if I didn't do it within 3 weeks, I could start getting my bone to die. And so we just, I went to three different specialists to see if I could play in the game. And, they all said I needed to get surgery. And so it was pretty bad way to end my college career, but I'm grateful that I got an opportunity to still play football.
Titans draft pick Luke Falk with us on the Midday 180.
Luke, as you know, there is a big-time fascination with Mike Leach, your college coach, and we know he can talk about any number of things. Specifically on the football side of it, what was it like for you sitting there as his quarterback just talking offensive football with Mike Leach?
That was great. I mean, I think he's exactly what I needed in college. don't know if you guys know, but I've had a lot of freedom at the line of scrimmage to call a lot of our stuff. All the run checks were on me. But what Coach Leach brought, which I think is great, is he kept things as simple as they could be. You know, football's still a complex sport, but, you know, he tried to keep things simple. And, you know, basically at the end of the day, it was just complete balls. And that's what our motto is, put it in play. And I think that'll stick with me always, is as a simple, you know, as complex as it can get, it's just a simple thing of just putting the ball in play.
Yeah, speaking of that freedom at the line of scrimmage, it was late in the game, I believe, at Outson Stadium against Oregon, where he let you call the play as long as you went down and scored, right? It was something like that.
Yeah, it was third and 18, and he just said check it. So ended up working, and, you know, there was quite a few moments like that, and they always seemed to be in the crunch time. But I'm glad that he gave the keys over to me.
What's the strangest non-football topic that you heard Leach pontificate about?
We'd have to go grab a beer and we could talk for hours, but I think one of the weirdest ones is we're sitting in a meeting and President Trump called them and they were talking for a long time, so our meeting ended there. But that's just the kind of stuff that happens.
You have to stay in the room if the president
did you hear any of the conversation?
No, he pretty much excused us, but it would have been a pretty interesting conversation, I'm sure.
he didn't offer you anything after the fact about what went down?
No. I didn't ask because I knew it turned into like a four-hour conversation. So.
Always got to be careful, I guess.
You know what's funny is he comes across as this sort of lovable goofball to the media when he starts talking about things. But there is a viral video of him just going nuts on his Texas Tech team. That's one of the all-time great
little girlfriends.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's one of them. But he's got some fire in his belly also when it comes to talking to his team. Did you ever catch the wrath of Mike Leach?
I was there for 5 years. I caught it all. There's a thing called Leach Beach. And before my redshirt year, we just played Nevada and we got beat by Nevada. And, someone on their team said that we were Pac-12 soft or something like that. So we rolled in the sand pit before every practice, about 45 yards. And the sand, when we washed ourselves off at night, were to let us know that how soft we were. So I think I rolled in that sand pit, I don't know, 100 times that year. And that's just the way Coach Leach is doing things.
You sent a video to him, right, just to get an opportunity to walk on out of high school. What was his response like when you sent those videos out from high school?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to shoot videos to anyone because no one was nudging at all on me. And I got offered by Idaho, so we took a trip up, and he had a GA at the time, Coach Mealy, who's now his running backs coach. And he took a tour around me, and it was really Mealy that got in his ear about giving me an opportunity to just even walk on. And then they actually gave me an official visit. It was the least they could do with me paying for $20,000 to go to school. And they went up there and just said that I'd have an equal opportunity to compete, and that's all I needed to hear. So, and he was true to his word.
You've got you've got one interesting thing in common with Marcus Mariota, though perhaps different playing styles, similar social media style. He's not on Twitter. If I'm not mistaken, you're not on Twitter. That's not real common for a NFL player these days. What's your thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I really only have my Instagram because I think my fiance likes when I post pictures sometimes. That helps her out. But I don't really like it all that much. I'm really only need to be close to the people that I'm close with. And I think social media is only a way for the fans to see. So I just have one. So. They could see pictures, but I'm not into Twitter. I think it's a pretty negative arena, so I stay off of it.
Luke Falk is our guest here on the Midday 180. So I was reading where you are really into visualization, and I don't know if this is just a one-time thing or not, but I'm watching the Pac-12 Network, and they had a feature on you where you're walking around campus, you have these earbuds in, and you're listening to play calls. I don't know if it's your voice that you're listening to, but you're just going through the playbook. Do you do this constantly, or is this just for the television feature that we saw?
Well, that one was for the television. I never walk around campus with earbuds thinking about plays. So if I do it, it's in a hotel room, and I usually do it the night before. I had a coach that actually recorded all of our script, I'd listen to it the night before the game, and that's something that stuck with me, so I've kept that routine up. And, yeah, I use the visualization a lot. It's just not, you know, I'm not going to be walking around town with listening to my plays.
Give us a snippet of a sampling of how it's worked favorably for you. I mean, does it help you as you get to the line of scrimmage? Where is it most helpful?
Yeah, it helps me with my process of being able to, all right, I see a certain look, and then I can communicate it out to everyone else. We're a nonverbal team when it comes to communication to my receivers, and then we're verbal with the O-line. So it's just going through all the little things to help, so I can do it unconsciously up there and then use my conscious effort with, seeing what I need to do to help me perform.
Luke, I know you don't wish injury on anyone, but have you thought about where you'd be if Connor Halladay would not have been injured in that game?
Yeah, no, it was a sad deal that happened to him because he was a really good guy to me. But, yeah, I never know. Who knows if I would have had a shot in spring that year. But, like I said, I think everything happens for a reason, and I made the most of my opportunity then and then continued to play. So, I was grateful that I even had an opportunity and I got myself in that position, but it was real sad to see him go down.
So many of Mike Leach's quarterbacks in the past, they get labeled a quote-unquote system quarterback. And I know Mike Leach has had a great response to when people call his quarterbacks a system quarterback of what his system actually is. What do you think of when you hear that term, system quarterback?
I don't really like it because I think we're all different and we have our own unique characteristics and stuff of how we get things done. So I think that the teams that I've been on have been a lot different from those in the past. We've had 2,000 or we've had back-to-back 1,000 rushing seasons, and we did a lot more of the line of scrimmage. We weren't as up tempo, and we try to spread the ball around. But I don't really like it. He does get a lot of production out of it, but at the same time, I think I'm a franchise quarterback, and I can play ball.
Mike Leach's response to it is, yeah, our system is scoring points. Who in football doesn't like that system?
Yeah, that sounds like Leach thing.
Have you heard from Mariota by chance?
Not yet. We got the same agent, so he was around down in California while I was training, and we actually worked out one day together. He's a great dude, and I'm excited to get to work with him and just help the Titans in any way I can.
When you left the workout with LaFleur in Utah, did you think it went well to the point where the Titans were seriously interested?
Yeah, I thought I had a good workout. I mean, you just never know who's going to pick you up. And I really loved Coach LaFleur and what he's been able to do and the places that he's been able to be at. So I think the philosophy is going to work great with me, and I just think I'm in a good fit and just going to try to do anything I can to help the team.
When do you get to town?
May 10th. So, flying out May 10th.
You think it's going to be a long wait between now and then?
Yeah, I'm anxious. I'm trying to do everything I can to get prepared and keep my body in shape. And then also just enjoying the time, because I know when I get there, it's going to be a grind and I'm going to be putting in a lot of hours.
Luke, thank you for the time, man. It's great to catch up with you, and we look forward to meeting you in person when you get in town.
All right, well, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Luke Falk has been our guest. Titans' sixth-round selection quarterback.
They are 3-for-3 on quotes in terms of these draft picks, and Cruikshank was pretty good in the conference call we had with him. We hope to have him on this week as well.
Yes.
But all three that we've visited with.
Very good.
I know he models himself after Tom Brady. Very similar cadence to his college coach in Mike Leach. I heard a lot of Mike Leach and how he spoke throughout that interview.
I liked a lot of what I heard there, and
another former walk-on. I think as a John Robinson pick.
I think it takes a lot of maybe it doesn't take a lot of willpower to not be on Twitter if you've not been on Twitter. I think if you're on Twitter, getting off Twitter would take a great deal of willpower. But I would think as a college senior starting quarterback, it would be very easy to get on there. And
I think they're on there, but
listening.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree.
But get on there and experience. Get the glory, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. The shine.
I'm a senior quarterback at my school, living the life. I want to hear.